Dallas, Fort Worth. Live from the KATH 910 AM studios in Las Colinas and broadcasting across North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network, this is the Good News Show.
Good afternoon. It is the Good News Show on this November 4th, 2024, and we're glad you're with us. This is a live show, a live opportunity for us to just kind of get you up to date on a few things going on around town, the latest news within the Guadalupe Radio Network. And today actually is going to be an interesting program because things at the office today are kind of hopping because there's a new hire. We have, as you likely know, we've been talking about this a lot. There's a new station that we're running. We own and operate out in the Fort Worth Diocese out of Cleburne called KCPP, Capuchin Padre Pio, 1140 AM. And then there's a little FM station in Cleburne also, 101.5 FM. And because Cecil and I are just way overworked, they hired a general manager for Fort Worth, and his name is Tom Centauri, and he today's his first day. And our VP of Mission Development, Sean Rice from San Antonio, is here. And so Sean is training Tom, and Tom's no stranger to radio, and this isn't really intimidating, but I asked him if he'd come on for 20 minutes or so along with Sean and just kind of talk about himself and the Fort Worth station. So that's going to be 20 minutes after the hour. And then at 40 minutes after the hour, we are going to talk to my friend Eric Bonnenberger, who is one of the founders of what I find to be a very unique group called Claritas Men's Ministry. And they have quarterly meetings. They're very they're informal and formal at the same time. Formal in the sense that you got to wear a suit, like a jacket and a tie. They've got cured meats and whiskey, but it's informal in the sense like it's just chill. You don't join. There's no cost. You just hear a speaker. But the reason I wanted to talk to Eric today is because this Thursday, I'm the speaker. I'm going to be speaking at Claritas Men's event. And my topic is something hopefully you would have interest in. It's William of Ockham and how William of Ockham basically shattered the world, okay, through his promotion of nominalism, the Occam's razor you've likely heard of. But anyways, we'll have Eric on at 40 after to talk about Claritas in general, what the inspiration was for it, maybe some of the past speakers, and then also give you a little highlight of what's going on this Thursday. It's in McKinney, and like I said, it's a free event. And you'll hear my talk for about 45 minutes, some Q&A afterwards. But I'm very excited about this. I've been preparing this for literally months and months, and I'm so excited to be out there with all these men on Thursday. But before all that, we are going to talk about a few things related to events going on. Cecil had a chance a few weeks ago to the Catholic Foundation Art on the Plaza, you know, award ceremony, I think it's called. This is a very, talk about unique. This is where artists all over Texas are invited to submit art. And the theme, I guess, this year was expression of gratitude. And then they get all these submissions in, and then they have some committee that chooses the best in second place. The winner gets $5,000, but perhaps more importantly, their art is displayed on a 28-by-9-foot wall in the Dallas Arts District for a year. And this year's is very bright, very cool. And Cecil had a chance to go out there a few weeks ago and be at the event and interview the winner and a couple other people, maybe some judges and things like that. So we're going to talk about that and play some of her clips in just a moment. Before that, though, a couple other things to talk about. Good weekend, Cecil. Anything exciting and wild and crazy happened in your life?
Let's see. My young adult group, we had an All Saints party on Saturday. So we got to, what we do is we have everyone prepare a 5-minute presentation. And this year we said to choose a more obscure saint. Mm. And everyone gave a 5-minute presentation. So we got to learn a lot more about some saints maybe most of us had not heard of. So that was super fun. And then did some saint trivia. And since it was also All Souls, we went out to the Columbarium and prayed for the souls in purgatory. So, yeah.
Did you do it for the plenary indulgence, or are you kind of like tapped into that?
I know what it is. We honestly didn't get too much into that one. But they had, we as an event that morning, we'd also attended Mass together, the All Souls Mass in the morning as well. And it was also the first Saturday Mass. So it was a lot of things all tied into one. You could get a lot of indulgences going on.
Okay, I got an idea for next year. Okay. You talk about these obscure saints.
Yes.
What you should do is everybody does their saint. Okay.
Yeah.
And how many people? What, about 15 or so?
Yeah.
Okay, 15 people. And then afterwards, after everybody's done their 5-minute presentation, you ask, okay, how many people have heard of Cicel's saint? And the one who has the lowest number wins.
Great.
You know, like the most obscure saint.
That's like the award. I like that idea. Yeah.
Because if nobody's heard of you, and you're still a saint.
Then you've really gotten the niche.
Exactly. Oh, well, cool. Yeah. I enjoyed... the Halloween night, so that would have been Thursday evening. Of course, we were off on Friday and I went to Mass. And then, the Saturday morning, I went to the men's Expiritus men's conference over at Holy Trinity School in Grapevine. And they had, a good turnout. I always enjoy those events. The big spring conference, which they have formally announced now. Do you know who the speakers are at the spring conference? Have you heard?
I actually don't know. Who is it?
Okay. Spring conference is going to be Saturday, March 1st.
Okay.
Some guy, Chris Stefanik. Have you ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah. He seems like he's making rounds, I think.
Yeah. The other one, so it's Chris Stefanik.
I saw him speak at the Eucharistic Congress.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you saw him live there.
Yeah. He was one of the big speakers on one of the nights. Yeah.
I got you. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Father Leo Paddlinghug.
Awesome. Wow.
And then I guess the night before, for the big sponsors, they're going to have like a cooking event because he's the cooking priest, right?
Oh, I was about to ask, is he going to cook?
And then there's a guy, you probably don't feel bad if you've not heard of this person, but his name is Kevin Matthews. And Kevin, by the look of your face,
I'm
haven't
Googling
heard of him.
Now.
Kevin Matthews, from what I understand, was like a Howard Stern of Chicago. He was a morning DJ. He was blue. He was dirty. You know, all the Howard Stern type of stuff, right? And then he had an encounter with Our Lady, and he totally renounced, his past life and turned himself over to the Lord. And now, I guess, is, making up for lost time and going around speaking and all that. But, you know, if he's like a morning jock for 20 years in Chicago, did you find him?
I did.
If he's a morning jock, he's going to be a good speaker because you can't be. And he had like millions and millions of listeners. And so Bob Duane, I was talking to him and I talked to Rick Self and some of the guys with the group. And they said, believe me, this guy is awesome.
That's awesome.
And I have no doubt. So those are the speakers. And sometimes they add them. I'm going to be the MC again. So I'm excited about that. And
I like when you have a variety of well-known speakers that everyone loves and then introducing you to maybe someone you don't know as well. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, like the guy I was talking about Saturday, the event, and I want to make sure I leave enough time. How much time do you need to talk about
Give
Foundation?
Me like 7 minutes.
7 minutes. Okay, which means I need to be done in 2 minutes.
So I talk fast.
With this, right? So John Edwards was the speaker, and this guy has a fabulous in the fact that, man, he made so many big mistakes, and he was addicted to cocaine, and he ended up in jail, and his life was an absolute mess. And then through the grace and mercy of God, he turned it around, and just every mistake you could possibly make in marriage and life, this guy made, but God in his infinite mercy brought him around, and now he's called just a guy in the pew is his ministry. And then before we throw it over to you, Cicel, because I want to have you play these clips from the Art in the Plaza competition, I want to just let everybody know that we are looking for ambassadors at parishes across Dallas and Fort Worth Diocese. And we put out an email a week ago or so, and we want one person at every parish who can help us just be the liaison at that parish. And we probably have about 20 of the parishes filled right now, but that still leaves a lot that are not filled. And so if you're listening now and you have a little bit of time, it's not going to take that much time, but we have two wonderful ladies who have volunteered to be the ambassador coordinators. So there's one in Dallas and one in Fort Worth, and they would be the primary point of contact for you. And you just talk to your pastor and maybe see if we can do a parish talk or get bumper stickers out, that kind of thing. Let us know what's going on at the parish. But if you're interested, just email... Let's see, what should we give? Okay, if you're in Fort Worth, email kcpp@grnonline.com. That'll go to me and Cicel. And then if you're in Dallas, do KATH at grnonline.com, and that will go to me and Sissel. And the Fort Worth one eventually will go to Tom Centauri as well. All right, Sissel, I think that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Other than everybody pray for the election tomorrow. I know there's a lot of nervousness, and anyways, I'm kind of looking forward to it. I enjoy watching the returns coming in, but praying for good results, praying for, you know, the right person to win the presidential election. Let's just say that. All right, take it away, Sissel. So I'll just let you introduce it and run with it.
All right. Well, like Dave mentioned, I had the honor of being able to attend the Art in the Plaza ceremony a few weeks ago when Dave was at the radio conference. So we get to go out on a beautiful fall morning to downtown Dallas to right behind the Cathedral of Guadalupe, the Cathedral Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which is pretty cool. And get to see the unveiling of this beautiful artwork by the winning artist, Lori Cusick. And I had the opportunity to not only talk to her, but also to some of the judges. So I'm going to play a few little audio clips from that. And I always like it because you get to hear a lot of the background noise, like the street noise, the airplanes, everyone chattering. But the theme this year was expressions of gratitude. And so I talked to one of the judges who's been around for quite a while, Nick Coons, and he kind of talked about what that theme was and what they were kind of looking for in that. So here's Nick Coons.
This year's theme was gratitude, and that is a big strong sunrise, and who isn't happy for another day, you know? Start all over again. Thank you very much. It's just great.
And so, as Nick is kind of alluding to there, the winning piece that Lori did is a gorgeous, very vibrant sunrise. And the colors are just really bold. And something when I was talking with Nick before the interview as well, as he talked about, is that's one of the things that he as a judge has to look for is not just what it looks like when it's small, but what it looks like when it's blown up on this big wall. Because it's going to be there for a year, and they have to see what looks good in this space. And I can tell you from personal experience, it looks really great. And then it was really cool. I got to talk to a new judge, her first year, and she has an Irish accent, Dave. She says from Ireland.
All right, all the better.
And I'm going to do my best to pronounce her name. She did say it for me, but it's Grania Cella, and she said she goes by G for short to help it out. And she's actually a volunteer with St. Vincent de Paul, and she has been an admirer and enjoyed the Art in the Plaza competition for many years. And actually, last year, she submitted her own painting. It didn't win, but she did it anonymously because she knows a lot of people at the Cath Foundation. She submitted it just because she enjoys it so much. And when they found out that it was her later on, they said, you need to be a judge. She does have a history and her education background in art. She's done some art studies. She's worked for some galleries. And so, I wanted to talk to her a little bit about what her process was, especially for her first year and being such a admirer of this competition, how she went about choosing this art. And also, you'll find pretty fascinating, Dave, that the judges were kind of on the same page on who the winner was going to be this year.
Okay.
So a couple of days before the actual judging, the judges are sent a book of the artworks and the artists write up about each piece. So each artist at home did their own process of picking out their top picks. And then when we came together, we had unanimously all picked this as our top three. So some people had it as number one, number two, but it was the only painting that was unanimous across the board. The reason I picked it, so I've been a fan of Art on the Plaza and these murals they do for years. And what I loved about this is we're kind of in a concrete jungle here downtown. There's bricks and concrete everywhere. And to bring in this beautiful landscape with the dawn, the, you know, sense of gratitude with the dawn of each morning, and the landscape, God's beauty. I mean, this beautiful gift. God has given us this beautiful planet. And it's just a reminder here in the middle of town that God's gift is here. It's everywhere. It's beautiful.
Awesome.
I really just thought it was a beautiful juxtaposition. There were many other expressions of gratitude, but I thought the landscape was particularly...
Oh, we cut off a little bit there.
I like the brogue. Yeah, very nice.
Yes.
You know, I just want to say, I know you've got another clip or two that you're going to play, but I'm looking at the art piece on the website. And people could go to CatholicFoundation.com if you want to see it. It's really colorful and beautiful. It just definitely speaks to me.
And the title of it is Grateful Heart at Earth Sunrise. And so I thought it was really cool how she mentions, Grania does, about how we're in the concrete jungle and it, getting to see a bit of that God's beauty, his natural beauty that he's given us in the midst of it all. And it really is a stark contrast amongst the backdrop of downtown Dallas. But then, of course, I got to speak to the artist herself. And I just, first question I always have to ask whenever we do these is, you know, how are you feeling about having your artwork displayed here for a year? Yeah. This is what Lori Cusick had to say about that.
Oh, it's humbling. It really is. As I was saying during my speech, I've seen the art that's submitted for this. It's amazing. And I don't know how every year they can just choose one. And the fact that they told me today that it was unanimous among the judges, just, I have no words. I have no words.
So clearly very grateful for that as well. And I like that she hadn't even found out that she was unanimous until that day.
Yeah.
Just kind of a fun thing. To
I always like to ask, you know, like when you found out.
Yes.
What was your first reaction?
So she did tell this story when she gave her remark. She was actually, I think she was out in New Mexico, like in the middle of nowhere, and her signal was not strong. She got this call she saw from the Catholic Foundation, but she could not call them back. And so she had to wait several hours because she was out painting in like some beautiful nature area in the valleys of New Mexico and stuff like that. So it took her a while. And then finally, I just asked her a little bit about the location where she based this off of and kind of the theme and how she chose to represent that in her art for the expressions of gratitude.
Based off of a place that I painted on earlier this year when I was at a plein air competition in Pennsylvania. It was a family farm, and it was just one of those places that was peaceful. You felt the presence there, and I felt it every day that I went there to paint. The air was beautiful. The location was beautiful. The people that I met that owned it were lovely. And it just, you fall upon certain places over the years that kind of just stick with yeah. And then the sunrise I incorporated in because in our darkest times, it is one of the things you can fall on. That the sun is going to come up tomorrow. It's going to be a new day. New things will happen. And I'll survive it. And that's such a comforting gift that we've been given, that we can always just say it's coming up tomorrow. Gonna make it through.
I will also add that the reason that Lori found out about this particular competition is through a friend of hers, Patty, who was a big advocate for her and said that, you know, your art is going to be on there one day. And Patty passed away from cancer a few years ago. And so Lori made sure to point out and be grateful for her friend introducing her to this competition. And I would highly recommend that everyone, next time that you're at the Cathedral Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in downtown Dallas, stop by the plaza afterwards and go sit there because it is quite gorgeous to come look at, take some pictures with, and kind of meditate on God's beauty after you go to Mass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what an honor. I love going to those. I was really bummed that I was not able to go. It was the day that we were all flying out to Birmingham for the Catholic Radio Conference, and so I'm glad that you got to go and that you got all those clips from the event. So, Lori Cusick, congratulations. She is the Art on the Plaza 2024 winner, and she got the $5,000 check. There also were some runner-ups that got $500 checks, so thanks to the Catholic Foundation. You know, they've been sponsors for a long time, and they sponsor our summer event. They're monthly donors through their sponsorships. You hear their spots on the air all the time. We always had such a great relationship with them. So thanks to Bill and Matt and Darina and Michael, and I'm sure I missed somebody, Cheryl and all the good folks over there. They also put on a great event in the beginning of the year.
Yes, in February.
And Hank Herman is going to be their honoree, and he's coming on this show in some Monday. I don't know when it is, but we've got that scheduled because, as you know, Bill Kula, he is on top of things.
Of course.
He's already got that scheduled. So go to CatholicFoundation.com, CatholicFoundation.com. You can find out more about all the good things that the Catholic Foundation is doing in the Dallas Diocese. All right. So how about if we skip our break? Is that okay? You all right with that? Executive decision?
I suppose as the executive director, you're allowed to make those decisions.
Yes, we've got our our guests in studio here, and we're like, you know, why take a break? Let's just go straight with it. It's as I mentioned at the top of the show, it's an exciting day here in the office in North Texas for the GRN. Not only do we have our Vice President of Mission Development, Sean Rice, in studio with us, and for pretty much the whole week, but he's here to train our new general manager for the Fort Worth station, KCPP 1140 AM, and also our little FM station, 101.5 FM in Cleburne as well. His name is Tom Centauri, and he is no stranger to this office. In fact, he's been here. He's been a volunteer for us for a long time. So, Sean and Tom, welcome. Thanks for spending a little bit of time. Is this part of your training, Sean, to train him to be on the radio?
You know, it's going to be. You know, but I think, you know, we find Tom in a perfect scenario here. As you mentioned, him taking on the responsibilities and the role of general manager for the Fort Worth KCPP station, to be here in this office with pros like you and Cecil and Martine and everybody else here in the KATH office. It's going to be a real blessing to have him here with y'all and to have that representation and growing that area for the Fort Worth listening area. It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is interesting. And I mean, you oversee, you know, the network, and you've kind of got your hand in a lot of different pies, so to speak. How exciting is it for you and for the GRN overall to have expanded into Fort Worth and areas where people out there have been waiting for terrestrial Catholic radio for, I mean, 18 years. And people like Elizabeth Victory, who lives in Cleburne, has been supporting us for 18 years, and now she can tune it in, you know, in her home in Cleburne, where previously she couldn't do that.
You know, that's a great question, Dave. And I got to tell you, when I am out in the different areas, again, we've got like 8 different areas within the GRN. We are now, if you're tuning in and didn't already know this, but now with the addition of the Fort Worth stations, 47 stations with a potential listenership of over 31 million souls. And it is such a blessing, because as I'm out and about in the different markets, listening to people, and there are people who are outside a regular listening area, and the desire is there. You know, when can y'all come out to this particular area? When can you come out here? And people are being transformed by it. The mission of evangelization is alive and well within the Guadalupe Radio Network, and it is a true blessing that we're able to grow it. And again, next year we celebrate 25 years of Radio for Your Soul. And with the new additions of, you know, Deacon Bobby in the Midland office, you know, Tom here in the Fort Worth area, to work alongside some of the folks, the longstanding anchors of the GRN, you know, like you, I mentioned Martine, Cecil, and some of the other ones. It's a great blessing to be part of this wonderful Catholic radio apostolate right now.
All right. Before we turn our attention to Tom Centauri, I asked you about being on yesterday afternoon, and so I wouldn't have done it to a new hire unless I knew, because I know Tom, this is not a big deal for him. He's, you know, he's radio ready. And so,
but you were nervous about me.
I knew you'd be all right as well. But I gave y'all all of about, you know, 12 hours of notice about, no, about maybe 24 hours. But is there anything else within the GRN at large that, like, I know we got a lot of things going on. I'm not sure how much of this is supposed to be public, but how much do you want to say about what's going on next year for the 25th anniversary?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, it's always great to just make people aware of what is going on, right? So, again, we've got Spanish Radiothon kicking off tomorrow, running through Friday. We're in the middle of our preparations right now for the Share-a-thon, the Christmas Share-a-thon already. That'll be kicking off December 2nd, running through December 6th. And of course, we've got the car raffle campaign that's about to kick off. But as you mentioned, we've got a beautiful celebration that we are currently planning and that you will learn more about in the coming weeks with our GRN 25th anniversary, celebrating 25 years of keeping the promise. So stay tuned, stay connected to the GRN through the different social media accounts that we have out there, but I'll leave it at that for now.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool because without giving too much away, it actually lands on the exact anniversary.
That's right.
It's not like a day or two away.
Right.
So if you know the history of the GRN, RN. And when Catholic Radio started in the first station 25 years ago, you'll know when that event is going to be. All right, Sean Rice, thank you so much. VP Mission Development out of our San Antonio office visiting us this week. And now the new guy here in our office, somebody, like I said, he's no stranger to me. I've known him for many years. And he is also not brand new to Catholic Radio either. In fact, he interned at Spirit Catholic Radio up in Nebraska many, many, many years ago. So our new general manager, first day on the job, he's in training right now, Tom Centauri, the general manager of Fort Worth, 1140 AM KCPP. Tom, thanks for being here. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me. It's a blessing. Excited to be here and get started.
So tell us about yourself. Did you grow up in Nebraska?
I did, yeah. I grew up in Omaha. Yeah.
Okay.
My parents are still, my dad passed away a few years ago, but my mom is still there, and I have one sister. She's still there, but yeah, I grew up in Omaha.
Cradle Catholic?
Yeah, Cradle Catholic. I did Catholic elementary school, junior high, and then I did public high school and public university.
Okay.
Catholic graduate school, which kind of led me to some ministry jobs at parishes and campus ministry Newman Centers.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so at some point, I guess maybe in college or after college, you got in touch with Spirit Radio. And now, what is your background in radio? Have you ever had a radio show? I know you were doing remotes and all that, so clearly you had an interest in this. And as soon as you got here, I remember you called me and you were selling raffle tickets and you were doing stuff. I know life got busy and you and your wife have, you know, six young kids and you weren't able to do a whole lot. But what caused you to get interested in interning with Spirit Radio up in Omaha?
Sure. It was a time when I was doing another full-time job at a parish doing youth ministry, but I was kind of thinking, what are some other things I can do that are fun, that are hobbies of mine? And I'm a huge sports fan and also like being with people and among people. And at that time, Bernie Schaefer and Jim Carroll had an opening to do a promo booth. So I would go to some events and just be at the promo booth. So that was kind of my first year. And then the second year, they did some local sporting events, a Catholic football team versus another Catholic football team, different divisions. And I was just going to do the soundboard, and so I would set that up, and then I'd be kind of sitting there, like, "Hey, whatever you need, let me know." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Do you want someone to like help you with the sideline reporting?" And they were like, "Yeah, that's a good idea." So I kind of became Spirit Tom and commented about different things going on. And when it was,
are you Guadalupe Tom now or what?
I'm open to that. Yeah, I'm very much open to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Then what brought you to North Texas?
Sure. My wife, Carrie, she's from Arlington. And I was in Omaha at the time and we met on Catholic Match. And so I moved down here in about 2015.
Yeah.
It was kind of interesting because both of us were like, online, I don't know. I was kind of passively using it and Carrie's sister was running her profile. So we kind of bumped into each other online and
well, that's one thing you and I have in common. I met my wife online as well. Yeah. But Ave Maria Singles, bad, but this is like 2003. Uh-huh. This is a long time ago before any really people were doing this. I mean, and it was an international match, and so she was in. She's Irish, as you know. Okay. All right, so Tom Centauri, new general manager of our Fort Worth station, 1140 AM. So you mentioned Carrie, and I alluded to you have a lot of kids. Tell us about your family, your parish, anything else about your personal life here in North Texas now.
Sure. As I said, Carrie, she's from Arlington. We live in North Arlington. We've got six kids, three boys, three girls, all ranging from 8 years old to 3 months years old. So you can cringe on the other end of the line. That's totally fine.
This is Catholic Radio,
respected.
Man. Everybody's doing high fives with you. This is exciting. Yeah. So you're open to life.
Yes.
Yeah, praise God for that.
We didn't set a particular timeline or anything. We just kind of have been open. So
yeah,
that's kind of just how it played out. But
anything professionally that you'd want to talk about through your background?
Yeah. Other than just saying that we go to St. Mary the Virgin in North Arlington, that's our parish. Just growing up, I was really active in a public access TV show, and that kind of got my excitement for broadcasting.
You had a public access TV show?
I did in Omaha. Yeah, it was through Cox Communications. There was a guy who had us on for our youth group, and I thought, this is kind of fun. I want to do that. So I started setting that up in high school.
And so you've always had an interest in media.
It always kind of lingered. That's what was very...
It's not lingering any longer, man. It's right in front of your face.
Yeah, it's just always kind of been around, and that's what made it very providential about just the shift happening, because it's always been a desire of mine, just never was the right time or opportunity. So this is very exciting to see everything kind of come together where my greatest desire kind of matches a need out there.
Yeah.
So
Well, that's cool. I mean, I love that. I didn't know that you had that much, you know, media background. I knew you interned with Spirit Radio, but cable access show and all that kind of stuff. So what, maybe this may be an obvious question, so in light of what you've already told us, but what attracted you to this position, or why did this general manager position interest you?
Sure. Number one was just the people. No matter what job I do, it has to be kind of with people. And I can't do things alone. I got to be in the trenches with others. Whether that's my coworkers in the trenches or just with the people that are listening. So it has to be centered around people. Catholic has always been a major theme, whether I was a youth minister or campus minister. And then coming from my last job with Knights of Columbus Insurance, also being Catholic, I think Catholic was always a big part of my life, no matter what that job was. So that attracted me. And just the ability to do something I'm familiar with. I'm familiar with the Fort Worth Diocese. I live in the diocese. And it's just something that was kind of a natural application. I looked at that and said, wow, that really lines up. So just got it going, applied, and the rest is history. But
and I know that the job entails a lot of things. And, you know,
and we're going through those things right now.
Yeah, right. This is a fresh in your mind because this is what you and Sean are going after. But, I mean, just for people listening right now who are listening to KCPP 1140 AM or 101.5 FM, they can get in touch with you. Your email is very easy to remember. It's just tom@grnonline.com.
Correct.
And so what will basically be your job responsibilities? I mean, I know the answer to this, but as far as people listening out there, because people are going to think like, wait, what does Dave do? What does Tom do? What's the difference? You know, who do I call? You know, that kind of thing. And I know you're just now training, but that's one of the things that we're going to have to kind of figure out, right? Is who do they call, you or me? But especially those parishes, you know, in that part of for the Fort Worth Diocese, the southern part, and maybe even beyond, that's going to be your territory, huh?
Sure.
Yeah.
My understanding is that I'll be doing a lot of similar things to what you're doing, but not all the same, because you've got other responsibilities here. But I'll be touching on those parishes or areas that maybe haven't gotten the attention as much, but not against our own circumstance, but be able to interact with them more.
Well, you might have seen just this morning I set up a parish visit for St. Rita Parish in Fort Worth. You probably saw it get into your inbox.
Yeah, but I saw that.
Yeah, I talked to Maribel over there, and I love this. You know, we call the parish, and sometimes, you know, rightly so, they got to go check with the pastor, and they'll get back with me. And there's a few other parishes that are going to check back with me. But I talked to Maribel over there, and she's like, yeah, how about November 23rd and 24th? And I'm like, I love this, you know? And so it's set. And so I'm sure you'll probably be going to do at least one of those talks, and I'll probably be out there as well. But anyway, St. Rita Parish in Fort Worth, the weekend before Thanksgiving, we're going to be out there. And there'll be some other ones as well. So you'll be out and about, you know, getting to these parishes. And anyways, I'm delighted. As you know, I was a big advocate of, you know, you getting hired, and I've worked with you and on several different capacities. In fact, when you first got to Dallas, how long did it take you before you called me and said, hey, I want to volunteer?
Oh, it was within 24 to 48 hours, because my experience at Spirit Catholic Radio was so moving that it was just sideline reporting, but it just felt a good community there. And I told Jim Carroll, I said, so who's down in Texas? They said, well, Dave Palmer, can you give me his number? So this was within 24 to 40 hours. It was, hey, what do you got going down here? How can I help?
Well, Jim Carroll's a big name in Catholic radio. In fact, he just this year won the big Doug Pearson Award, named after, I'm sorry, Sean.
Yeah, Jim Carroll, actually with Spirit Catholic Radio, they just celebrated 25 years. They're one of the old dogs in this Catholic radio apostolate world. You know, we're getting ready to celebrate our 25th, but I just wanted to, you know, make sure that we gave him that, you know, that shout out, if you will, because, you know, Catholic radio, again, coming on in the late 90s and such, it's been such a blessing to everybody who's been involved with it now. Yeah. So congratulations on their 25 years too.
Yeah. And you know, the whole thing with Tom coming on now, it's, you know, the thing I think about is like, it's boots on the ground. You know, when I first got into Catholic radio, it was a group called Radio Xavier, and we were just trying to get a radio station in North Texas. And I convinced him to hire me because I said, you need boots on the ground. You need people, somebody who can run around and talk to the parish. Cause if you don't have boots on the ground, if you don't have somebody making those phone calls, so if people are going to see a marked difference going forward now that Tom is in the office in that part that largely we haven't been able to serve, but now that we got the station, this is going to make it's a game changer. It's very exciting. So anyways, I know you guys are training today and there's a lot going on. Tom, anything else you want to say maybe to the folks listening out in that part of the Metroplex right now?
Yeah, I'm excited to work with you. I'm excited to meet all of you and just get to know you better and see how we can work together to share the good news. Get your information out there and sharing the radio station with you. So happy to work together in this partnership.
Yeah, we have it's something that I haven't had a chance to talk to you a whole lot is that we have already laid the foundation for an ambassador program. Okay. We have ambassador coordinators, one for Dallas and one for Fort Worth, Sita and Cynthia. They're just amazing ladies. Okay. We've already started getting ambassadors. These are like parish representatives, and you're going to inherit a number of them in the Fort Worth Diocese already. But it's an exciting time because these people will be able to be. You talk about boots on the ground. This is people that are actually at the parish who can relay information to you, serve as liaisons. And so I'll say again what I said at the beginning of this program. If you're listening right now and you would like to be the liaison, be the ambassador from your parish, well, just email kcpp@grnonline.com. That'll eventually go to Tom, and I'll get it. Or also kth@grnonline.com in the Dallas Diocese. And we'd love for you to be our liaison. It's a volunteer position. It's not paid. But we'd love to hear from you, and you can at least ask if we do not already have somebody at your parish. So, Sean, anything else before you guys get back to training? And
you know, I think you basically covered all of it. I'm really glad that you reiterated this parish ambassador initiative because, again, it takes many hands making light of this work, and this work is great work. You know, the mission of evangelization, it's growing awareness of this beautiful Catholic radio apostolate that, you know, we hope to continue well beyond even 25 years from now, you know. Mm-hmm. So, again, don't hesitate to call in, you know, and reach out to Dave, email Dave and Tom here, and let them know that you want to represent your parish as a GRN parish ambassador or parish rep.
Yeah, and, you know, people normally only hear you in North Texas when you're giving out the phone number and raising funds during the Share-a-thon. But I would just say, because we have a couple minutes still remaining, you've got a pretty amazing story of starting as a volunteer in San Antonio, right?
That's right.
And
that's right.
Catholic Radio changed your life, and here you are now, you know, VP of Mission Development. So do you want to real briefly tell people about your story?
Yeah, the real fast forward version of that is, you know, I had been a listener of our local San Antonio station way back in 2007. I had volunteered as an office volunteer, making those thank you calls, you know, for the office at the time. And lo and behold, it wouldn't be until, you know, basically 2021 where the opportunity would present itself, you know, to be part of the GRN family. And, even further than that, you know, to go from a volunteer, which I still have a copy of one of the volunteer rosters that I signed my name in and such. I still have that.
Is that in your office?
Actually, it's on my phone. I took a picture of it. But, you know, you had mentioned, you know, the Share-a-thon. I remember doing one of those testimonials. I still have the audio for the testimonial that
you sent that to us, didn't you?
Sure
I
did.
Heard it. Yeah, that is so cool.
Yeah, so to look and how far back, you know, I've been, you know, a listener, a supporter, and now to be able to, you know, to be part of the growth and the continuation of this legacy that, you know, Toya and the other founders have built, you know, 25 years ago. This is such amazing stuff, man. And it's really, it's by the grace of God, it really is, you know. So March will be 4 years that I've been part of the GRN family. As you mentioned, I started off as assistant GM, worked my way up, you know, through, you know, general manager and a couple other positions in between. And I'm so glad to be part of this. And in my current role now, to be able to go to each of these markets, work side by side with the market heads and get to know the individual, you know, listeners, donors, supporters, volunteers. It's beautiful.
Other than San Antonio, do you have a favorite office?
Yeah, Dallas, no doubt.
The one you're in at the moment,
right?
Good answer. Wow.
No one is holding anything to Sean to say that.
You notice how quickly he said that. Didn't skip a beat, right? He didn't skip a beat.
Well, anytime that you can welcome me with some cloud cover, you know, with some
tornado watch.
Yeah, it's temporal, climate. It's fine. A little wet, a little green. I love it.
Yeah. God, I don't think we had a drop of rain all of October. So this rain is good. But there is a tornado watch, I think, in Tarrant County. So until 6 o'clock, so be careful out there. And, of course, as I mentioned before, day before the election, so there's a lot of nerves. But, I talked to one person in the office earlier today, and I said, how do you feel about tomorrow? And Patty said, I put my trust in the Lord. Good Lord is going to take care of us, which was what Monsignor Pope's message was on Morning Joy this morning. Tomorrow morning, by the way, on Morning Joy, Thinking Out Loud segment, St. Thomas Aquinas on not so much voting, but on the topics related to it in government and things like that. Everybody's going to be thinking about the election tomorrow anyway, so might as well do something related. So that'll be at 6:42 tomorrow morning on Morning Joy. All right. Again, Tom, thanks again for being here, being on the radio with us. Congratulations on your new position. I look forward to working side by side with you.
Thank you. Likewise.
And Sean, good to see you, and thanks for coming on as well.
You got it. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Sean Rice and Tom Centauri, our new general manager for Fort Worth, 1140 a.m., KCPP. If you want to send him a welcome email, his email is easy to remember. It's just tom@grnonline.com, tom@grnonline.com. All right. Well, we are 40 minutes into our hour, and we are going to take a little break right now, and Sissel's going to get my friend Eric Bonnenberger on the line. And Eric and another gentleman by the name of Chad Simpson started Claritas Men's Ministry a number of years ago. And it's, as I mentioned before, it's a really cool, unique ministry that just meets every 3 months or so. And this Thursday, the 7th of November, I'm going to be the speaker talking about William of Ockham and nominalism. It's a philosophy talk, but we'll talk a little bit about what's going on Thursday and then some of the history of Claritas Men's Ministry when we come back after this 2-minute break. This is the Good News Show here on the Guadalupe Radio Network.
With the holiday season drawing near, it is never too early to start looking at what activities you plan to do as a family. Christmas Joy Park is a one-of-a-kind event that blends the faith and fun of Christmas into one enjoyable experience. Parents and grandparents are invited to bring the whole family to make unforgettable memories together. From December 19th to the 22nd, come out for live music, a walkable trail of lights, a marketplace, pageant, and you might even catch St. Nick. All this at Myers Park in McKinney. Learn more at ChristmasJoyPark.com. That's ChristmasJoyPark.com. Are you in need of commercial or residential asphalt and paving projects such as driveway resurfacing and paving, recycled asphalt paving, chip seal and seal coating? The GRN welcomes Elite Asphalt as a sponsor of KATH 910 AM. They support Catholic apostolates across North Texas and beyond and would like to speak with you about the various solutions they can provide for your next project. They can be reached via phone at 817-961-9882, 817-961-9882, or online at eliteasphalt.net, eliteasphalt.net.
Hi, this is Dave Palmer. On Thursday, November 7th, the speaker for the next Claritas Men's event will be me. It'll be 2 days after the presidential election, and I'm going to speak about our wacky culture and how we got so far off track, how we lost a sense of enchantment through abandoning reason and common sense. I'm going to trace it all back to nominalism and William of Ockham. I hope you can join us Thursday, November 7th in McKinney. My talk, cured meats, whiskey, cigars, and fellowship. Visit ClaritasMen.com to RSVP.
Since 1991, the Church has directed Catholics to avoid investment in companies that violate Catholic teaching in areas such as abortion and contraception. Knights of Columbus Asset Advisors provides investments compatible with the teachings of the Catholic faith. Certified financial planner James Bell is an investment advisor representative. James can be reached by calling 817-608-7853. Sponsor of Guadalupe Radio Network, Knights of Columbus Asset Advisors is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk. KFCAA.com for more information.
All right, we're back. This is the Good News Show. We are broadcasting not only on KTH 910 AM, but also the new station KCPP 1140 AM in Fort Worth and 101.5 FM in Cleburne. And we welcome all the new listeners. If you're able to get Catholic Radio for the first time on the radio out in the Fort Worth Diocese, we welcome you. And you just got to hear from the general manager of KCPP now, Tom Centauri, and also Sean Rice, our VP of Mission Development as well. Well, we have Eric Bonnenberger on the line, but we're having some technical issues. And so while we work to get him on, I just wanted to let you know again about Claritas Men's Ministry. Their website is claritasmen.com, claritasmen.com. And, you know, if you go to that website, and let me see if I can, get the general website and kind of explain to you what it's all about. Let me see. It's whiskey, it's cured meats. You come in a suit and tie, so you get kind of dressed up. It's free, although they do have a love offering if you want to make a donation to support it. And then there's a speaker, and it's always something that's related to the Catholic faith. Typically, it's a local speaker, so it's not like the big, huge names coming in from other parts of the country, but maybe somebody you hadn't heard before. And this Thursday, I am going to be the speaker for Claritas. And if you go to the website, there's an hour and 10 minutes to register, okay? They close registration on Tuesday, November 5th, so they have an idea of how many people are coming. But it says Dave Palmer hosts, well, I do have a Study the Summa YouTube channel, and I'm the executive director of 910 AM Catholic Radio here in North Texas. And I am going to discuss how William of Ockham shattered the world, exploring how Ockham's promotion of nominalism undermined medieval scholasticism, led to widespread philosophical shifts, and wrought many of the ills in our present culture today. And what I'm going to get at is, as we look at the culture today, and most people are like, what in the world is going on? The very foundation of truth, you know, what is a man? What is a woman? What is marriage? What is a child? You know, why do people accept abortion? There's so much confusion. You know, how did this start? And I'm going to trace it back to the 14th century with William of Ockham and his promotion of nominalism, and also show how once he proposed that and shattered the scholastic teaching of St. Thomas Aquinas, you had this slippery slope of philosophers that just continued to build and build and build until we got to the age we're in right now. And a lot of the problems, I think, can really have philosophical roots. And I'm not the only one who said that. Pope Leo XIII said the same thing, as I'll talk about as well. All right, Eric Bonnenberger, I believe, is on with us, right?
Yes, can you hear me, Dave?
Yeah, I sure can. Eric, you in the car? Or it sounds like you got some ambient noise behind you, but you sound fine.
Okay, good. Yes, I'm in the car.
All right. I know you are a traveler. Didn't you just get back from like an overseas pilgrimage or something not too long ago?
I did. My father and I were blessed to go on a St. Paul pilgrimage with Sebring, and we just returned I guess it was about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. I bet that was nice.
It was. It was really just an incredible trip. I mean, I think probably most of the audience is familiar with Steve Ray, and this is something he does a lot of, these pilgrimages, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, well, awesome. Well, I've recounted this story before on the radio, but it's always kind of fun for me to think back about that over at Chicago's Pizza with you and Chad sitting around a table, you know, eating some pizza, certainly a number of years ago, and you guys were talking about this idea you had for this men's ministry, and by golly, you guys pulled it off, and it's been quite a success for a number of years. So take us back to the early days and kind of what inspired you and Chad to start Claritas.
Yeah, it was around the time of the pandemic and the shutdowns, and I think we were looking for, we missed that fellowship of friends and getting together. And at the time, we decided this was when I think the virtual Zoom call was still something of a novelty. And so with some friends, we got together on a call and decided that we would bring our favorite libation and have a virtual cocktail hour. And that was fun for maybe one call. And after that, we decided we needed to get together in person. And so we started Claritas Men, and the website is claritasmen.com. And now we meet 4 times a year. We get probably close to 70 men in a room. We start with the evening with cigars, whiskey tasting, and then we bring a Catholic gentleman forward to bring a presentation, speak to the group, and typically it's maybe something enriching about the faith, like what you're going to explore and talk about, or they're just they're sharing a very inspiring story with us in terms of their experiences.
Yeah. Well, how did y'all decide to make it the way it is with the tie and the jacket and the cured meats? And well, the way I always see it is it's almost kind of like a throwback. You know, it's kind of the way perhaps events used to be in the past. Now people are a lot more casual. But how was that decision made?
Yeah. I think we all probably to one extent or another felt, some of it being somewhat alienated from this culture. It doesn't really, I think in some respects, appreciate, traditional, authentic, Catholic masculinity. And that was something we really wanted to find a way to express. And, you know, we honor our return to tradition in our dress, as you mentioned, coat and tie, and, certainly what we're trying to do in that evening when we get together, and it is so informal. There's so few opportunities so that men can put on a coat and tie, and so this is we thought that was very, very important to do that. Really, there are really almost no requirements to participate. You just need to be 18 and over, wear a coat and tie, and be prepared to engage with others and our guest speakers. But there's no dues, and we don't even collect a door fee. Although we pass a jar around to help us offset the our expenses for the evening.
Yeah,
but that was it.
That's what I was saying at the beginning of the show, is that in one way it's very formal, and in the other way it's very informal. You know, it's informal and just in the way it's run, there's no charge and there's no memberships and you don't have assigned seating or anything, but it's formal in the way people dress, and just kind of the vibe about it is kind of formal, which is cool. Eric Bonnenberger is my guest. He is one of the founders of Claritas Men's Ministry. You can find him online at claritasmen.com. I'm going to be the speaker this Thursday, 3 days from now, in McKinney. It's at the McKinney Flour Mill. Is this a new location, or how many times have you had it at this potato? It's always been in McKinney, but tell us about the flour mill.
Yeah, this will be, I believe, our 4th time to meet at the flour mill. So we just started meeting there this year, and very excited to, this is our second location that we've hosted these events at, and it's very much, I think, part of the vibe of this, of our organization, because it's the flour mill has its own history, and it's been around. I think they recently, I believe it was the sesquicentennial that they that the milestone that they celebrated maybe in the last year or two. So a lot of history there, and it's a great venue for us.
Do you remember how this event came about with me speaking? Because I remember it so specifically. You and I were at Chipotle, and we were having lunch, which, we do several times a year. We have lunch together, and I often will suggest speakers to you. In fact, I'm very proud of the fact that probably at least 4 or 5 or 6 of the speakers are ones that I had recommended to you. So thanks for taking my advice on those. And I think as it goes, I was telling you about a bumper sticker that I had heard of that just said simply, "I blame Occam." And you were kind of intrigued by that. And then I know you've got a really good educational background, so I think you were very familiar with William of Ockham, or at least you had some knowledge of him. And we started talking about William of Ockham, and I said, yeah, I think he pretty much destroyed Western civilization. And you said, oh, tell me more. And then before we finished that lunch, you're like, do you want to be our speaker next November? And to be honest with you, at the time, I thought, I'm so unprepared to give any kind of talk like that, but I thought, gosh, I've got 10 months to prepare this. I could talk on anything if you give me 10 months notice, but it's so funny that now it's 3 days away. But I think I'm prepared, but you can be the judge of that on Thursday, but I'm really looking forward to it. So how much knowledge do you, and do you think the average person that comes to Claritas has about the, you know, philosophy and somebody like Ockham and nominalism?
Surprisingly, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback about this topic. So I know it is of great interest to a lot of our attendees. This is something that I think it's very, very, germane and topical with what's going to take place tomorrow and the election. And again, a lot of the, as you mentioned, the relativism that we see out there in the culture. And as we said, you and I, over lunch, I mean, we've got to find somebody to blame for this, for this circumstance that Western man finds himself in. So
yeah.
Why not William of Ockham?
Yeah. You know, one of the things, and you know, I know you've probably given presentations similar or like this before, but as you prepare it, you know, you have different things that pop into your mind. And it's the strangest thing, Eric, because two times I've been in mass, and including yesterday, and I pray to my guardian angel, and I'll say, because, you know, guardian angels, one of their jobs is that they enlighten us, right? And so I'll be at mass, and I'm like, okay, I'm doing the holiest thing I can possibly do, and I'm talking to my guardian angel, and the greatest ideas have come when I've asked my guardian angel to enlighten me. And so what I want to do is I want to talk about, okay, we're in a battle, right? We're the church militant. And I think there have been three particular times when the battle for the mind has taken place. And the first one was before Christ was born. And this is the time of the ancient philosophers, where everybody's heard of Socrates and Aristotle and Plato, but they may not realize that they had to do battle with a group called the Sophists, right? And these were relativists, and these are people that denied truth. And, you know, but the truth prevailed, because who's heard of Protagoras or Gorgias, right? I mean, these are not household names, but Socrates, Aristotle, and Plato are, right? So the truth prevailed in that period. And the second period I'm going to talk about is the age of scholasticism. And this is where basically a guy like Aquinas went up against somebody like Ockham, even though they would have never met. But Ockham came later, and he basically threw a grenade into the scholasticism. And one thing I'm going to say is I think Aquinas won that battle, but Ockham's side took the long road, the long game. And I think if you look at it right now, even though most people have heard of Aquinas and they may not have heard of Ockham, Ockham's influence is alive and well in the culture today. So that was the second battle. And what I'm going to say is the third battle is right now. Okay, what we're facing right now as a culture is going to be the third battle. And what I'll say is we need Aristotles, we need Aquinas's, we need Socrates, we need people who are going to come forward and defend the truth. And so that's a little preview of what I'll be talking about on Thursday night. So how does that sound?
Oh, that sounds great, because I know you had mentioned that you're going to have a prescription for us in terms of a pathway forward and how we can get out of this, and not just, not just a critique of the situation of where we're in. And I think that's I think a little bit of what I'm hearing or what I think you're
yeah, exactly.
You're going to be going with.
In all the research that I've done, I haven't heard anybody say, well, here's what we need to do. You know, a lot of people are familiar with the situation, and they're familiar with what Ockham and nominalism are all about. But yeah, that's how I'm going to close it out. Some very, very practical advice, not only for ourselves, but also for those of us who are raising children and grandchildren. And how do we, you know, a lot of it's going to be through God's grace, but God also asks us to use our reason and to, grace builds upon nature. And so we have to be able to face this with God's help, but using our reason. And that's going to be how I'll close it out, with some very practical advice. All right, Eric. Well, hey, thanks so much. I know I gave you a very little notice about being on, but I'm so glad we had a chance to talk. Can you explain to people who are listening, this is for men 18 and older. It's Thursday night this week in McKinney, Claritas Men. What should they do, and how much time do they have to register?
Yeah, we would really appreciate it if they could register. They can do that at claritasmen.com. That's the website. Also have links to the event page with all the information, the address, where it is, all the what they need to. The only requirements, coat and tie, and if you don't have a jacket, put on a tie, and we'll find you a jacket. But if you're 18 and older, and there's no other requirements, just bring an open heart and be prepared to engage.
All right. Eric, thanks for your time today. Thanks for you and Chad for following the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to start Claritas Men's. And I hope to see many of you out there listening to, coming out Thursday night in McKinney at the Flour Mill. Just go to claritasmen.com, claritasmen.com, and just register. There's no charge, and we will see you on Thursday night. Eric, thanks a lot. God bless you, and we'll see you in a few days, okay?
Okay, thank you, Dave.
Okay, thank you so much, Eric Bonnenberger. Thanks also to our guests, Sean and Tom. And welcome to Tom as our new general manager for Fort Worth. And thank you to Cecil for putting together that good little montage of clips at the beginning of the program. That's going to do it for the Good News Show today. Pray for the election. Pray for pro-life leaders. And hopefully all will go well tomorrow. God bless you. And we'll see you next Monday for the next Good News Show. God bless you. And thanks for your support of the GRN.
Thanks for joining us for the Good News Show here on KATH 910 AM on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Please join us next week at the same time for the next Good News Show. KATH 910